9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
No matter what you are,
everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, June 17th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell's company. He sent me an email stating and explaining that he's building a new warehouse in Minnesota. The construction project has begun, and he does not want to move the inventory from the old warehouse into the new warehouse. He explained they've implemented some new state-of-the-art barcode technology in the warehouse for the new one. The old, I should say, inventory, and it's most of it's been made within the last 3, 4, or 5 months, does not have that barcode system on it. So what he wants to do is basically give away the products in the old warehouse. Clean it out, get rid of the packaging, get rid of them, so that the new packaging that they're using now has the new barcode scanning system on it, and they'll be able to put it into the aisles, absolutely store all the products separately, be able to pull orders, ship them out quicker, get them out to you guys with the new technology. So what you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, shop away. Get the new MyPillow 2.0s, get a set of Giza Dream Sheets, get a set of towels. Basically, buy whatever you need for the house, go to the cart, go to checkout, see how much it's going to cost, and then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY. One word, no space. 2 hours, Trucker Randy. Hit apply. 50, 60, 70, 80% off, he said, on some of the product lines. 80% off. If it's $100, it's going to cost you $20 on certain items in your cart. So go there. Take advantage of this. We're going to be doing this for the month of June and July. May go into August, he said, depending on how soon the new warehouse is available and when the old warehouse is sold out. But you need to do this as soon as possible. You'll appreciate the sheets, the pillowcases. Oh, my God. With that pillow, your head stays nice and cool. You will love it. And the towels are unbelievable. So definitely check it out. MyPillow.com, shop away, go to checkout, hit the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, hit apply, and see how much money you can save. Dave Ajima texting into the show, very conservative state representative. You have to understand that the fact, municipalities, especially at the local level, he says, you never, ever have to increase fees. Ever. You don't have to do it. One of the things that is happening in state government, county government, different components that we're dealing with at every level, well, guess what? They don't understand fiscal responsibility. They don't understand. They do not understand that they can work with what they have. It's that simple. Now, one of the things I think that people are finally waking up to, the process. And this is the thing they have to understand the best. This is a process. Why is it that we have to go into the process at these local county, municipal, township, city, village boards and educate them on working with what they have? Perfect example, Antrim County voted to raise our property taxes. Well, because they want to build a $30 million jail. So they need to raise property taxes to produce the revenue to cover the bond payments for a new jail. They're also seeking a millage. They want us in November to vote on whether or not we should impose a millage on ourselves to build their $30 million jail. Are you kidding me? Like, you honestly think that we are going to vote for $30 million for a new jail when we don't need it? Folks, we average 10 to 12 inmates on any given day in the jail here in Antrim County. $30 million for 10 inmates. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And here's the other component to this. Why is it that people think that we just, money grows on trees, and they expect us to pass these millages? Why is it? Well, it's because we let them get away with it. When we wake up and we start voting these people out of office, maybe the other ones left on the board, maybe, just maybe, they'll wake up. Perfect example was the Northwest Michigan Health Board. Had we not showed up with a camera, had we not been there during our work day to watch them at a health board meeting, they would have voted to spend more money in fighting Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig regarding his lawsuit. But because we showed up and there was a camera rolling, videotaping the entire event, they voted not to do it. Why? Because we showed up, we held them accountable. It's that simple. When you hold people accountable, they do the right thing. Surprise, surprise. Now, one of the other things that's happening in Lansing ties right into this statement with Dave Ajima. Increase taxes on this proposed budget. They have fought the Republicans' legislative passage of a bill signed into law by Governor Rick Snyder. They took it to court, Dana Nessel representing the state, and they were able to convince a liberal judge to raise our income tax this year, this upcoming fiscal year budget. We're going from 4.05 back to 4.25. Something that the Republicans got rid of back in 2018. Well, they reinstated it. If any Republican votes for this budget, State Senator John DeMoose, you listening? You need to be replaced at your next election. It's that simple. We the people are not going to tolerate any Republican voting for a budget that increases our taxes. And that's basically what this budget does. based on raising the state income tax back to 4.25, they are spending the money. That's how they're going to have, quote unquote, a balanced budget. Well, guess what, people? We're watching. We're watching the state reps. We are watching the state senators. We're going to be talking with Neil Friske in the third hour. We're going to get a status report of that budget process. When does he think he'll be done? When will they be voting on it? When will they be leaving for summer break? This is absolutely something we are going to watch very, very, very closely. Because one thing you have to understand, we are sick and tired of this crap being shoved down our throats. I believe the people are going to vote accordingly. We are going to get new county commissioners. We're going to get new sheriffs. We're going to get new clerks. And we are going to get new state representatives. We are not going to tolerate your moderate rhino crap anymore, placating to the Democrats. We're going to take back the majority, and we're going to stand strong against Governor Gretchen Whitmer for the last 2 years of her governorship. This governor will not be able to ram anything through Lansing's state house after January 1st of 2025. When these new state reps get elected, they take the majority. They get a good speaker, majority leader, not Matt Hall, somebody else. They can stand up to this governor and shut her down. Send her packing, basically turn her into a lame duck governor. It's exactly what needs to happen. Pure and simple. Pure and simple. There was a convention on Friday. We're going to talk about it. Turning Point USA, along with Donald Trump, held an event in Detroit. TCF Center. We're going to get into that. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number one. Donald Trump was in Detroit over the weekend. Turning Point USA held a convention of the people down at the TCF Center. Also, at a black church in Detroit, Donald Trump said, "The United Auto Workers are going to vote for me." Trump told a church full of mostly people of color supporting him that black auto workers are the ones that are going to feel it the most because of Joe Biden's failure for our border security crisis. Many illegals are stealing jobs from our blue-collar workers, and it's not right. Trump said during a later event, Turning Point Action, that he's going to bring car manufacturing back to America and prevent mandates on us by our government to buy electric vehicles. He explained that he had put a 27.5% tariff on Chinese automobiles during his administration, and he will implement the largest deportation operation in American history on day one when he takes over in the Oval Office. Trump went on to say UAW President Sean Fain is doing an absolutely terrible job for the workers, and that Fain sold the union down the river. While at the church, Trump said he and his administration has done more for the black community than any other president since Abraham Lincoln, when we got rid of slavery. He cited low unemployment rates, lower taxes, lower energy prices, lower food costs. You're being taxed to death because of inflation in Joe Biden, and I will stop it. Well, one of a worker in the Detroit area, he's a chef, Omar Mitchell, he stood up. When you were in office, Mr. President, the African-American community, the Latina community, the Arabic community, we all were soaring. Money was pumping. The money is not pumping now, and we need to get back to that. Trump told Mitchell he could tell his waitstaff that the Trump administration are going to eliminate taxes on their tips. You guys work hard for your money. You need to keep it. Government doesn't need to tax your tips. Pastor of the church Lorenzo Sewell thanked Trump for the visit. He said it was unlike anything that any other previous president had ever done. President Obama never came to the hood. Biden went to the big NAACP dinner. He never came to the hood. You're the only one that's ever been here, and we're going to vote for you. To which the church erupted in applause. I'm going to stop right there on that point. Have you seen the polling numbers that just came out? They talked about, I believe, at the top of the hour news. Back in 2020, presidential election, Biden got 91% of the black vote. Donald Trump got 9. Do you know what his numbers are now? Donald Trump's getting 40%. 40% of the black vote. Folks, based on population, demographics, if those numbers are accurate, it's over. That increase by 31% of the black population of our country voting for Donald Trump over Biden, it's game over. And that's just one segment of our population. The Latino community, which very similar numbers, very low percentages, I believe it was 14% for Donald Trump back in 2020, they're almost 50%. Latinas, black, Arabic community, they are all flipping against Biden, and the Democrats know it. They see the writing on the wall, they're seeing the polling numbers, and they are freaking out. Honestly, I think there's going to be a switcheroo at the Democrat National Committee's convention this summer, coming here in a couple of weeks. I know the votes have been cast. I know Biden won the primaries. He won the nomination. It is technicality. It's a formality that they give it to him at the convention. If they follow their rules and their election laws, they must nominate him at their convention. I don't think they're going to do it. At a Hollywood fundraiser out in California, Biden, at the end of the fundraiser, had to be led off the stage by who? Barack Hussein Obama. Biden stood up, staring at the crowd with a blank stare on his face, and didn't move for over 15 seconds. Didn't know where to go, didn't know where he was. Obama came over and grabbed his wrist and led him off the stage. And they think this guy's going to debate Donald Trump. Right. I'd like to know what drugs they're going to pump him up with before the debate. Hour number two, today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utility,